Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Streets piled high with mountains of rubbish, the stench of rotting food, with rats the size of cats. Well, they're all descriptions from the UK media of the streets of Birmingham today. A major incident has been declared in the city over this ongoing bin strike, which has left around 17,000 tonnes of waste on the streets. And Birmingham City Council said the regrettable step was taken in response to public health concerns, with picket lines blocking depots and preventing waste vehicles from collecting rubbish. Let's get more on this now with Richard Gaisford, who is chief correspondent with ITV's Good Morning Britain. And Richard, I know that you were in Birmingham reporting on this. I don't think you saw the rats as big as cats, but what did you see?
That's about the only thing I didn't see, Claire. Good morning to
you.
Yeah, I mean, there are these mountainous piles of waste, bin bags everywhere, and it does smell. And you can see where the rats, the foxes, the cats, they've all been at them with these trails of food waste running down the streets. It is a pretty sad sight, and worrying too, because, you know, the temperatures are going to creep up this week. We're looking at something like 20 degrees in the Midlands by Friday, and you don't want that kind of warmth and that kind of waste left out. It's going to not just smell horrible. They're saying it's not great for human health. And of course, when you have rats and other vermin running around as well, that also causes health issues.
Sounds very grim. How long has it been since the rubbish was collected then?
Well, I mean, in various parts of the city, it changes depending on as to whether they've been able to get any of the rubbish trucks out. And that really is the big problem, because when this strike intensified by being an all-out walkout some 3 weeks ago now, many of the striking pickets decided that they would block and walk in front of the rubbish trucks that were still being sent out of depots, but with agency staff. And that has really severely limited the amount of rubbish that could be collected at any one time. You know, they used to have them going out on a regular basis. At one point, they were just having one an hour. And to get the waste in from a city the size of Birmingham, it just meant there has been a big backlog. Now, I was in the Balsall Heath area of the city this morning, just to the south. There they collected the rubbish last 9 days ago. And since then, again, a massive pile has built up right in the centre there, as people just have nowhere else to put it. It's quite an intense area in terms of housing, not much room for storing rubbish. People have to put it out in the street. It is a worrying time for them.
So if you have children going to school, they're walking past this, if you're a wheelchair user, if you're pushing a buggy, you're going to have difficulty getting down these streets. What were people saying to you about how it's affecting them?
Well, they're so frustrated by it because they see this impasse between the council that wants to change contracts but claims no one's going to be out of pocket, and the union that says its workers are going to be suffering something like an £8,000 a year pay cut. Difficult for them to know who to believe, difficult for us to know who to believe. The local MP for Edgbaston, who's a Labour MP, Preet Gill, is claiming it's just 17 workers who are currently holding the whole city to ransom. The people are just wanting this to be sorted. There is a hope that now a major incident's been declared, that the council can get in there, spend more money, release emergency funds, get resources in from other boroughs and other councils nearby. But still, there's the risk that these striking workers will block their attempts at clearing the waste. And
yeah,
the situation's just going to get worse.
So, Richard, that's what declaring the major incident and brings to the situation. More funds essentially can be released to deal with it. But still, you'll have this situation, I assume, where, as you described, you'll have agency staff on these trucks and the striking workers just won't let them go ahead and do the job.
Yeah, I mean, it might well be that they could bring these rubbish trucks in from areas in Worcestershire outside of Birmingham, other local authority areas. It would be difficult for the striking workers to meet those trucks in every street situation. Certainly, the problems have been at those depots, and you've seen the picket lines effectively walking at a snail's pace in front of these trucks, severely hampering their ability to get on with the job. Now, I mean, there is some sympathy in Birmingham for these striking workers. You know, remember, this is a city council that has been in financial trouble, and people have certainly suffered for that over the previous years. But I think that sympathy may well run out from the people I've spoken to if this continues much longer.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you mentioned the Labour MP who says it's just 17 workers holding the city to ransom. Now, there probably will be a different view depending on who you talk to about that particular fact. But it is true that the union's relationship with the council, it really has soured as this has gone on over the last 3 weeks.
Now, when you speak to Unite and they tell you, oh, we're being very productive, we're putting lots of constructive ideas to the council. But it does appear that both sides are unwilling to budge. The council saying they've had serious problems with waste collection for years now in the city. They're desperately trying to modernise contracts, bring it into a position where, you know, waste can be collected more efficiently. The unions saying we're going to stand to the hilt by our workers and support them through all of this because they genuinely believe they're going to lose a lot of money.
Mm. And for the people who are impacted by this, the householders, they have nowhere to put the rubbish, so they will continue to pile it up on the street. I mean, what other options do they have?
Well, they just don't. I mean, they could hire a private skip and have a private contractor take it away. There are people offering, I'm told, to come and take your rubbish away, but often those people are not what you would describe as honest traders, and they are putting the rubbish in the back of a van and going, taking it down the road and dumping it somewhere else. It is a really difficult position for householders. Mm-hmm. They obviously don't want to be sat on huge piles of rotting rubbish, but there's very little option for them other than, in most cases, to take it outside to the grass verges, to the pavements, to the street corners and leave it there in large piles.
You see, Richard, this will be, as with all disputes, it will eventually be solved. But are you getting any sense that the council, if we look at that side of it, are willing to bend here on the move that they made in relation to the workers who are impacted?
No, because the council has notified them that if they don't go back to work, there is likely to be compulsory redundancies, which in a way has probably inflamed the situation more. It's a very difficult standoff. And the real people who are losing are those in the city who are sitting in their homes, sniffing and seeing these big mountainous piles of black bags, often spilling their contents all over the streets.
Mm-hmm. It does sound very grim, but thank you for telling us about it, Richard. We appreciate that. Richard Gaisford, their chief correspondent with ITV's Good Morning Britain. The latest from Leinster House, our colleague Sandra Hurley in the newsroom reporting that the People Before Profit TD Paul Murphy says today his party will continue to find ways to protest and object if the Crown Court of Rona Murphy survives this confidence motion today as expected. He also warned that if the Lowry Group takes opposition slots on Oireachtas committees, that's more of the fallout that is likely to come, that would be a real affront to how the Dáil functions. So that vote is due to take place later today. The debate will start at about 4:30, as our reporter Barry Lenehan was telling us earlier, and then the vote will be taken at about 7:00 tonight. It's what happens after that that really will be of interest, and we'll be keeping a close eye on that one. Now, coming up next, we're going to be finding out about cuckoos.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.